Did you go to church or to chapel?
Well, actually, I was only one in the family that were made to go to church. And I went regularly every morning, every Sunday morning. And as I grew up, we converted then to a Bible class in the afternoon. And my cousin used to reckon to be a teacher, but he couldn't read right, so I got job a reading lesson every Sunday. And then, of course, we got up to war years, and I was working 7 days a week, and I dropped off.
Did you ever go on excursions to the seaside on the train from Uddlesford?
Yes, many times.
Where did you go?
Well, the last one I went was with church, the old Bible class gang. We went to Blackpool, and prior to that, they also run some half-crown trips from Woodford Station, mainly Bridlington. And that's where I went on rail excursions.
And how many people would go on those excursions?
Oh, 5 or 6 carriages full. So it was quite an event.
And it was everybody from the village, was it?
Yeah.
And did the train go all the way to Blackpool from Woodford or Bridlington?
Yeah, yeah, straight through.
Did you meet any of the kind of very well-off people in Woodlesford and Alton when you were a boy? I'm thinking of the Lowthers of the Swillington Hall, or the Carverley family, or the Bentley family itself.
No, Lowther family had long gone. When I used to go to Swillington Hall quite a lot, because there were a family called Campbells down there then, and the old man was horseman, getting them ready and looking after them when they came out. You used to buy them off at Moore's and then train them round back pulling tubs. And then poor little devils had to go down pit.
And he was the man who lived in the hall?
He didn't live in the hall. He lived over at stables, in what they called stable yard.
And it was a business getting the ponies ready to go down the pit?
Yeah.
And who lived in the hall itself then? Had it gone derelict by then?
Well, it wasn't quite empty. There were a family called Logues, lived in a flat at far end of the hall. And it were a beautiful hall, old mosaic, you know, smashing place. And there were an old man called Mr. Dykes, lived round the corner in it. That's all. When I started going, I was about 15 when I started going up.
Why did you go up there?
Because my cousin was keen on daughter. That's why.
So you both went up together, didn't you?
We mated about together. And when things were falling out, getting wrong between them, she tried to switch allegiances and get me. Because she admitted that I were more intelligent and better looking than I, Willie.
But you refused her, did you?
I did, definitely. I never fancied her.
Where did young boys and girls, teenagers as we call them now, where did they go courting?
Rothwell Lane, mainly. They used to walk from Lion House at top of Rothwell down as far as Park Gates, and they were parading up and down there every Sunday night. Well, like a football match, though, that many. I were one of them.
And how did you chat up girls then?
I don't know.
You didn't have youth clubs or anything like that,
no,
did you?
No. We had a little pal, so-called, who knew her friend. We got talking to him one night. I says to him, so she's a bit of all right, it were Madge. So I says, I'll put you off with her if you like. I says, you won't. I says, when things take the natural courses, I says, I might finish up with her. I says, but you're not putting me off with her. So it did work round.
How did people get about in those days then?
Well, I can go back to work before buses properly. And a bloke called Arthur Tate, he used to brush coal wagon out with water on a Saturday morning, let it dry and put some seats in. He used to run them to Rothwell for shopping. And then he got a shadabang. And that were first. Then Edward started with a bus service from Robin Hood to Swillington. And then the brother to Dickie Fox, Bob, he got some grey buses. And he ran from Rothwell to Castleford. And then two blokes called Newton and Ward, they set up a service. One of them, one nearly related, one at Ward's.
What about people getting around on horses and ponies and things?
Well, I remember one or two that had post trotters and carriages. But what she were on about, he was local firewood man. The man who owned it were called Ted Milson, but his son had to do all work, and he were called Edward. But he got the name of Tut, and he used to sit there with two logs, you know, big logs. He used to sit on one and the other as a chopping block, and we used to fetch wood from Lexton Luck Pit. And he used to sit there slicing them up and then chopping them into chips that were end at old pit props. And he'd chop a pile in no time, he couldn't half go. And the only right little fella, he only weighed about six stone twelve. But he'd armed like a blacksmith, were continually chopping. And he had an uncle that were an head lad at one of Newmarket. This uncle were up visiting. And when he saw the size of him, he said, I'll take him back with me. So his old man says, you won't, I need him. He's my business. He says, you're not taking him. Else he could have been a jockey. Because he had the arms to use the reins.
And did you used to help him doing this firewood chopping?
No, I never chopped him. I used to go around with him.
Helping to deliver it?
Aye, many a time.
And did you make any money out of that?
No, I got to write us a time until that all.
Did you have anything to do with the quarry and the brickworks?
No, not really. There used to be a place there. They called it the Square Oil, that one name in Woodlesford. They used to go swimming in it.
How big was it?
It was quite a big quarry. And it were about 60 foot down to water.
Did you ever go swimming yourself?
I wouldn't go in there. I went swimming, but I wouldn't go there. I swum in canal, and I swum a lot in sprays.
Sprays, what was that?
It were hot water, and it was sprayed out at pit boilers. And that's where they disposed of it. And then they made a little runoff to drain it into the beck, else there'd be nowhere for it to go.
Must have been dirty water, though.
It wasn't bad. You made up for it.
Because it was warm?
Yeah. And we put a plank inside an old pipe that was there, put end of plank in there and put it over the fence post so it was middling high over water. And my brother, he went up to dive off it. And I says, what's what you're doing? Because there were a bit about up 4 foot that were only that deep. And then there were a pipe run right round it. I says, what's what you're doing? Come well out. Did he? Up, down. Oh, you should have seen his leg. He banged it on that pipe.
Did he get a bollocking for that, if that's the right word?
Of course he did, but what could you do? He'd done it. It was too late.
I should have said. Did he get told off for that?
Well, bollock and a dove.
And so, you said your dad didn't want you to go down the pit. Did you ever go into the pit yard to have a look at what?
Often, when I was at home from school, he used to go for his wage on a Friday. I used to go down, and I was all his gang, all men. None of men called him Walter. They were all a Carrie. So I got the name of Young Carrie. And then, because they were exceptionally strong, they got the name of Woodlesford Bull. Somebody once called me young bull. She was right upset. She didn't like it. It stood me in good stead.
And the blokes that, what you call his gang, they were the people who he actually worked with underground, was it?
Yeah.
Can you remember any of their names then?
Yeah. Len Deville, he was a filler for him. Harry Benson, Jackie Foster, Tommy Watson, Alfie Wade. He was a great big fellow. He cleft palate, and they got a young lad. He lodged in New Woodlesford. I forget what they called him. He'd had his legs broken 16 times to turn them round, that lad, but he was a pony driver. And he had a cleft palate. And of course, when he brought Tubbs up road, he'd go, you know, how they talk. So Alfie clipped him one. So my dad spun him round. He says, if I do that again, he says, I'll flatten thee. He says, he's only got same trouble as you. I don't think they're taking me off.